Wow, what a nice Friday. We got David Hernandez.
Hey, candidate for
mayor. And he's our choice. So if you don't know who to vote for mayor, just check off David Hernandez.
There's an election?
Allegedly. Can we get rid of Mitch Englander? Can we get rid of him too?
No.
We can't.
They just reelected him.
No, but we're recalling him in the area. We're doing a recall. You know what happened? What's going on in that other part of the valley?
Uh-huh.
There's so much homeless activity. It's destroying businesses. Mm-hmm. And what they're doing is they're stealing in Chatsworth, Granada Hills, Northridge. You don't know about it? It's been a big issue. He looks like an idiot.
I have been to countless homeless meetings in the West Valley, you know, Canoga Park, all that area.
Yeah.
But those were all pre-Proposition HHH meetings, because
right.
they were mm-hmm. basically an infomercial so that property owners could be taxed $1 billion so that the developers that specialize in a permitted housing at $400,000 right. a unit could keep the gravy train rolling. So
that's what
that was all about. So don't count on the homeless diminishing under the current administration anytime soon.
We're going to have more. And then Gwen, give your full name to my
Cameron.
Audience.
Hi, Cameron. Gwendolyn Posey.
Yeah. You're running for?
I'm running for LAUSD Board District 6.
We give her courage and a lot of prayer.
Thank you.
Wait, you can't have prayer in school. What are you talking about?
Hey, yeah, different country.
Church and state come
different
together.
Different country. Anyway, we also have special appearance by Ray Richmond.
Thank you.
He is the writer of a new play in Los Angeles called Transition.
Yes.
So yes, indeed.
And he's got a brand new play. Mm-hmm. Phil Sokolov, my buddy. You know what's funny?
Phil's great.
Phil got you in here, and Phil I've known for a long time. And his play is going to be starting with March the 11th or 8th?
Well, actually the 9th for previews. Okay. Two previews, then the 11th is the premiere, and it's about the November 10th, 2016 meeting in the White House Oval Office between Trump and Obama and what happened in there. For the first time, it can be revealed.
It can be revealed, so we're going to hear the truth. Anyway, let's welcome everybody.
Yeah.
We're on a new network with LA Talk Radio. We're on BBS Network.
Excellent.
Soon to be on Pandora.
Uh-huh.
Soon to be on BBC America.
There's no limits to your...
I just market. That's all I do. Marketing machine. Anyway,
Media mogul.
That's it. We're going to get... We want people... We have right now, we have about channels right now.
Uh-huh.
We got 225 channels. It's going to go up to 400.
Excellent.
So
excellent.
It's good because, you know, people on Friday night, what are they going to do? What are they going to do Friday night?
Listen to the radio.
They're going to listen to us, right?
It isn't a Friday night without you.
Yeah, I've been doing this for 8 years.
I know. I think when I first met you, I was we were doing something with Frank Cheftel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were in the old building. Remember the old building?
Oh, yeah.
The old building.
We
kill you.
Yeah.
We kill you in that.
We're old school.
Yeah. And then Ray's been here. I think Ray was in the old. Were you in the old one or this one?
No, it was this one.
Yeah. So you've been
just
in
barely.
The new studio.
Yeah.
And by the way, David and Gwen host a wonderful show on Sundays.
Yep.
Yes.
Sunday.
Day for L.A.
3 p.m.
With 3 p.m. right here, live and local.
L.A. Talk Radio.
That's right. Yep. You know, it's and this is really good because I don't know if you had been a public access producer in the past.
I have.
Remember Adelphia Cable over there on
Adelphia?
Austin? Yeah.
Adelphia,
yeah.
And then I remember Time Warner. Not
right.
Time Warner. Cablevision, Time Warner.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and that was a platform where individuals could come in and take a 2-hour course in what not to do. And then basically they provided the studio, they provided all of the technicians, the equipment, and for an hour you could put on a show for free,
right.
And you could bring people in from the community, and you could talk about issues that really matter. And I remember Frank had a show on there as well,
right.
And Wendy Gruhl was running for, I think, city council or something.
Yeah.
And so she came on, and then I had a show for – I had actually a couple of shows But what happened is it seemed like most of the shows, even though there was the occasional dancing bear and stuff like that,
you know, that goes on.
but most of the shows were really critical of the politicians in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And so what happened was, I think it was Fabian Nunez got a good donation from AT&T, and they changed the way the franchising for these cable networks was done. And so Time Warner and Philadelphia were able to close down all of the studios. And, you know, if people look at their cable bills, there is still about $1.77 taken out each month for public access cable television. And so the responsibility was then placed on the city to make the studios available for producers.
Right.
But ever since then, the city's been pocketing the money.
Yeah, of course.
So what happened to public access?
Yeah, it died. It died.
Why don't you remember
the meeting?
Why can't it come back?
Well, it can.
It can come back.
It can come back.
I want to do a show with the Dancing Bear.
There you go.
There you go, Ray. Ray the Dancing Bear.
I mean, it can come back. The money is there. However, what politician who is entrenched and not doing a good job wants to have people on television? You know, I mean, this is great, but not everybody's on the internet.
Right.
You know, all those seniors that are sitting in retirement homes, those high propensity voters that are sitting there and studying every page of their ballot, you know, and they turn on Channel 25 and they see, you know, why the roads are the way they are, or the homeless are the way they are, or the traffic and all that stuff, and they're saying, wait a minute, I vote by mail, so I'm going to check somebody else this time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so as mayor of Los Angeles, I guarantee you that those millions and millions of dollars that are sitting there that belong to the people that paid and continue to pay every month, that they're going to get public access to cable television back.
Mm-hmm.
And so as mayor, I invite producers to bring on people and say, you know, that Hernandez was full of crap when he was running. You know,
he has my
is he going to do a Trump on us? Is he going to do a Trump on us? But you know what? Public access. I went to a meeting at City Hall when it all. I remember we saw Lily Tomlin was at the meeting.
Well, I was there with
Ed. I was there. And what was that weird lady that did the sex shows?
Oh, yeah. Doctor something.
No doctor. That's
not
Susan Block.
Yes.
Susan Block.
Yes, yes. Susan Block.
I'm ashamed that I knew that.
Yeah. We don't know how you knew it.
No. I'm not going to admit how I knew.
You were actually looking for the History Channel, and that came up.
I have just a very good, quick public access story from New York. I was staying with a friend. He went out for the day, and I thought, I'll turn on TV and see what's on. And I happened onto a public access channel in New York, and a woman named Robin Bird came on and started doing a striptease. This was her show.
Yeah.
Oh.
She was going straight, and I just thought, wow, you got to love New
York.
She
was a pioneer in
sexual entertainment.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, and then Dr. Block came to me, and she goes, you know, we all got to fight for the cause. I remember.
Well, I was there with Ed Asner.
Okay.
And with Stanley Sheinbaum, who had started the ACLU here in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And so talk about, you know, and what that really showed is individuals from all different political backgrounds can work together. If you're focused on, you know, on a specific issue. And so we've proved that, you know, people can work together. And so it's little things like that. That's why I'm running for mayor of Los Angeles and be number one on the March 7th ballot.
Now, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
You know, with Garcetti, tell me all the bad things Garcetti has done.
He keeps holding press conferences
talking
about what he's going to do.
Oh, wonderful.
One of the last ones was we were going to eliminate traffic deaths in Los Angeles.
Right.
Traffic deaths are now up 7% in Los Angeles. So it's not, you know, if he would just shut up. And, you know, and then maybe that would mitigate what we're going through. He's talking about, you know, that we're going to eliminate homelessness for veterans in Los Angeles. Well, that ain't happening.
Nah.
And we're going to, you know, we have a crisis with infrastructure.
Right.
And those water mains that we're breaking, that, you know, we're on a 300-year plan because this is a crisis.
Right.
And then if, you know, I live in Valley Village right around the corner from
Laurel Canyon. Oh, you're close. You know,
and
the,
so, just be quiet and let your actions, you know, reflect your efficiency.
Right.
But, you know, doing some of the hard stuff really doesn't make a good photo op. So nothing else against him.
But you did make a good photo op. You showed Hanson Dam.
Well, that was a very good.
I did my homework.
Yeah, well, Hanson Dam, you know, I grew up here in the valley. You know, I tell people I'm from the land of Lincoln. That was Lincoln Heights. But I moved from Lincoln Heights to North Hollywood and grew up in the valley. You know, and, you know, the mayor talks about, you know, he's a valley boy riding his bicycle to Malibu Castle and yada, yada, yada.
Allegedly.
Yeah. And, you know, our family, you know, we moved here just barely, you know, bought a house in 1955 for $13,000. You know, and we went water skiing in Hanson Dam. Now, we had this 8-foot blue wooden boat and a 25 horsepower Johnson outboard, you know, so that was probably about 200 pounds ago for me that I was able to water ski in Hanson Dam.
You know, that's fact, like you never hear
we,
about it. You
we
never...
were so poor, they condemned our boat.
Oh.
Talk about insensitivity.
Telling you.
How do you condemn a boat?
Where was the UFW? Farm workers.
You know, it was either the lifeguards or the harbor, the patrol that was there came over, said this boat is unsafe.
Really, that's something for the city.
Get it out of here.
This
boat has sailed its last voyage, and so
wow.
You know, it's there are so many good opportunities for us here, and there's so many good people that I've had.
Tell us what you would do. You told us about Hanson Dam, which is a great idea because I saw.
Well, we have to go with our priorities. You know, you were talking about all of the things that were happening in the West Valley. They're happening everywhere. Yeah. You know, let's take violent crime off the table because everybody's talking about violent crime being up 40%. Okay, how about the burglary for motor vehicles? You know, because of things like Prop 47, a lot of the felonies are now misdemeanors, and so the cutoff range as to when a misdemeanor becomes a felony, they doubled the dollar amount. So that means that individuals that have a substance abuse problem can break into your car every single day and steal a $20 item, go buy a rock, come back tomorrow, and do that over and over and over, and nothing is going to happen to them.
That's true.
So quality of life stuff. Homelessness as well. And you know what I tell people? It's not against the law to be homeless.
Nah.
But just because are homeless doesn't mean you have to follow the law or that you don't have to follow the law. You do.
You have to follow the law. That's correct.
My big beef would be certainly with traffic and how it's simply the gridlock simply it doesn't ever seem to subside.
But that's by design.
But
that's true.
It's by design
that we have gridlock.
Yes, because if the traffic can be so horrific that you're motivated to get on a bus
or a bike.
It takes a lot to be motivated to get on a bus.
Well, that's why it's not working. And you know that's why metro ridership is down 15%.
Oh yeah.
You know, maybe because 30% of the women that ride it have been either groped or sexually assaulted in some way.
Wow.
You know, so I don't know how comfortable I would feel, you know, have my wife, you know, wife on one of those buses. But the reality is, why do you think the roads are in such bad shape? Why do you think the traffic lights aren't synchronized the way they are? It's because so that driving will get so miserable that you'll take public transportation
or Lyft or Uber. I mean, which have I'm sure thrived.
Uber depends which driver is not raping you in the Uber.
Even with Uber, I mean, we really saw it after this last rain. I mean, the real condition of the streets
were horrible.
I mean, it's like we have third world streets here, and there is no real incentive to go ahead. And as far as potholes, you know, I'm thinking of reaching out to the College of Dentistry to come up with a pothole filler that sticks.
That ain't a bad idea.
No, it's not.
David's telling
us. Teeth in.
What David's telling us is absolutely true because the city, what happened to this, you know, rail that was going to come, and Pasadena's doing it. Mm-hmm. L.A.'s not doing it. And they were going to build this monorail. Never happened.
You can't have a monorail because that is built in one-third the time and one-third the cost than
right.
light rail or the subway. So, you know, I'm not against collective bargaining.
Right.
But it is the collective bargaining units that aren't going to let that happen.
Well, that's the problem because you have political forces you know, fighting each other. And another thing with LA is also when you go to parking, the parking. You know, when you, you know, downtown, parking, you can't park downtown.
It's non-existent.
Yeah.
And if your meter goes over 5 minutes, what is it, a $68 ticket mm-hmm. or 78?
$78
ticket?
That's all I know. Hey, David, I know about that because I got one. I was in
you have a glove box
I was in
full,
Little
right?
Tokyo. Mm-hmm. I was in Little Tokyo, and we were just walking around for the New Year.
Uh-huh.
That was it was $78. It was it was like, they're making money on me. Just walk a little bit. We'll give you a ticket. That's how it is.
Yep.
Now, tell the folks, how they can get involved with your campaign?
We
love you here.
You know, go to my website, DavidForMayor2017, DavidForMayor2017.com. My cell number is on there. My email is on there. There's going to be a couple of candidates forums coming up this week. That'll be on my Facebook page.
What about contributions?
I really don't need any money. What's more important, what I want are votes.
Right.
And I want people to spread the word. Use social media. You know, look at my platform. Money is less important than votes.
Right.
There's almost 2 million registered voters in Los Angeles. Garcetti was elected with 222,000 votes. So you know what? If you like your mayor, you could keep, you know, you can vote for your mayor. But the other 1,600,000 people that didn't vote for him, 80,000 votes I'll be in the runoff, 230,000 votes I'll be the mayor.
We hope.
So it's votes, votes, not money.
Well, you know what? David, you know, to me, it's refreshing. He's got a vision, you know, for L.A., and that's what we need. We need a visionary. Instead of a guy said, well, I'm Italian, I'm Jewish, I'm Latino, you know, Garcetti. He's everything.
Well,
he speaks Korean.
Latino? Why are you pointing at Gwen? She's black. She's not
Latino. No, I'm saying that.
I thought I'd miss
Garcetti.
Something.
Garcetti.
I miss it, too.
Okay.
Yeah, Garcetti.
Enough about me. A little bit more about Gwen.
But anyway, let's talk about Gwen. Gwen?
Let's talk about Gwen.
Yeah. So tell us, why do you want to run for the school board?
I want to run for school board because I think the kids need an ally. I think that we need higher graduation rates. I think that District 6 is one of the worst districts.
What is District 6?
District 6 covers, that's Monica Ratliff's seat. She currently is the board member for that district.
Okay.
It covers most of the Northeast San Fernando Valley with parts of Van Nuys, North Hollywood, Sun Valley. When parents, and I'm coming at it first from the parental perspective, when parents have to outsource to get the best education for their kids because they can't find a school in their local district that can provide that.
Right.
Something's wrong with that picture.
Let me ask you a question because, you know, Betty DeVos, is it DeVos who was elected?
Mm-hmm.
There's so many things that have been going on. What do you feel about transgender bathrooms?
I think they need their own bathroom. I don't want them in the bathroom with my 11-year-old daughter.
Okay, so you want male, let me get this right, male, female, transgender bathrooms?
I think that if someone is questioning their sexuality, I'd rather them be in a bathroom for them than if it's a female wanting to be a male in the bathroom with my 11-year-old daughter.
That's been a big issue.
And Gwen
recently
is also, what, the vice chair of the LGBT?
Yes.
Right.
Center for the San Fernando Valley. Little disclaimer before someone gets their heckles.
But she tells her opinion because, you know, in the news recently there has been talk, you know, the president stopped with Obama, you know, plan to have equal, you know, bathrooms and all that, and just stop. I'm going to take this call real quick. You're on the air, Cameron Sports and Life. Welcome. Who's this?
Hey, Pat, how you doing?
I'm not Pat, but I'm Cameron. I got a new name.
Hey, Cameron. Yay, Cameron. Hi, how are you, my friend?
Good. This is Ken Pfeiffer, our UFO expert, and I'll have Danny come in a second. And
oh, great.
Yeah, anyway, Ken, I got a lot to ask you. But, David, one quick thing. David, give out your website so people can get on board?
It's David for Mayor 2017.
Okay.
David for Mayor 2017. I'm all over Facebook, and it's if you find me on YouTube, it's the David Hernandez without the poll.
Okay, David Hernandez without the poll. Okay, that,
yeah,
one other thing. You're going to have a meeting March the 1st.
Yeah, March 1st. There will be a candidates forum in Los Angeles. And on, not to plug another station, but on March 2nd, KFI will be doing a candidates forum from Burbank.
Oh,
live.
Cool, cool. Well, maybe LA Talk Radio. We can stick you in
there.
There
you go, yeah. He's our candidate.
We'll say LA Talk Radio's own David Hernandez, mayor. Anyway, real quick, Gwen, give out your website so people can support you.
You can find me at poseyforlausd@gmail.com.
Okay.
Phone numbers, area code 818-794-0544. You can reach me at either one of those numbers. You can find me in the community. You can find me on Sunday at 3 p.m. on Dave for LA right here
on Radio. Yeah, and you're on Sports Life tonight.
Yes.
Anyway, and then Ray Richmond has a wonderful play. I'm sorry, Ken, I'm getting all these information, then we'll talk about the UFO sightings.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, anyway, talk about transition real quick for the people out there.
Okay, well, after the election on November 8th of last year, the general election, I, like many people, felt like the world had come crashing down. I thought for sure Hillary was going to win, and of course, instead, somebody who I consider a neophyte at best, but a monster at worst, won. And and I was.
What did he say again?
No. I was depressed, and then they 2 days later, then they had a meeting in the Oval Office between Obama and Trump. Two men you will not find. Oh. Fight with less in common, two men who clearly loathe one another. And I just thought, what could they possibly have talked about in that room? And I just said, you know, somebody's going to write a play about that. That's just – that's Shakespearean. That's like Greek tragedy. And this is sticking with me for 4 or 5 days. And then finally I went, I think I'm going to have to write a play about this.
One thing, because we have time.
Yeah,
tell us where the play is going to be at.
It's going to be at the Lounge Theater in Hollywood.
Give us the address.
6201 Santa Monica Boulevard in Hollywood, 90038.
How can we get tickets?
You can get tickets at plays411.
411.
Yikes. No, that's the one that has emergency plays.
that's if you want to get a play.
The plays that are on fire.
Okay.
Yeah, plays411.com/ transition. And
see?
And I promise this is going to be one of the great theatrical experiences of your life.
We'll give can we give away tickets to our audience?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Let's give a 4-pack. So whoever comes in and mentions transition gets 4-pack. Isn't that nice?
Transitions.
Transition.
I think I just got a 4-pack.
Oh, you got a 4-pack. Oh, there you go.
I think Gwendolyn is our lucky winner.
Gwen's our winner today.
Woo!
Anyway. Anyway, I'm going to talk with. Anyway, thank you guys very much. We're going to move on.
Yep.
And Ken,
thank you.
I want to talk to Ken Pfeiffer about the UFO sightings.
Oh my gosh!
That's our
good luck.
Thank you very, Ray. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me, Cameron.
Thank you very much, Gwen, David.
Thanks.
Anyway, now I'll talk to Ken Pfeiffer. And Ken, by the way, is a member of MUFON, and also he is also the head of MUFON Portugal, right? Okay.
International director for Portugal and state director for Vermont and Rhode Island.
Ken Pfeiffer's on
and the chief investigator for New Jersey. So I've been pretty busy.
Okay, great. Now, Ken. Oh, great, great. We get cards. We're going to talk about the San Fernando Valley Arts Festival after you. Now, tell us. I read about you that you had a few good items on the. You know, Facebook. You were talking about all these things that were happening.
Yeah.
And this is regarding, first of all, you talked about military jets chasing alien craft over Japan. When did this happen?
Let me bring that article up here real quick. This was June 1st, 1966. I like to bring up a lot of these old cases because not only are they very interesting, but a lot of people have never heard of these things. You know, they've never heard of the older cases. They only hear of the newer cases, and there's a ton. There's thousands of these old incredible cases out there. But basically, this was Tokushima Island in Japan. I guess that's how you pronounce it.
Well, where is it? Is it in the north or the south?
It doesn't say. I'm not really sure.
That's near where they
had... T-O-K-I-S-H-I-S-H-I-M-A Island. Tokishima, I guess. But basically, it says here that there was this person was 23 years old and was in the Army, and it was Sunday, the person's day off, and they were scanning the skies with their radar. In the north, there was an island about 25 miles away that that there was five discs going up and down, causing the radar to lock and unlock. So these discs were causing the radar to basically shut off and off and on, I'm assuming. But they call the officer of the day, and it comes out, and the officer of the day comes out and looks, and then he returns to the control center to call the Air Force. And they send out three fighters to investigate, you know, these things in the sky, and the planes get within a short distance from them, and they disappear. And so the planes turn around, and the disc appear again. So the planes turn around as before. When the planes get close, the disc disappear. And so the planes turn around and go back to where they come, and the planes reappear. I get back to my barracks, and a witness are myself and three members on duty and three pilots, and I've never forgotten this, and I thought I would never see them again. In January 2017, I see one up close. So this person is that's a pretty incredible sighting. There are three pilots that were chasing this disc, and it kept disappearing and reappearing. Wow. So that was a pretty interesting case. Now, you guys have a few of them in California. As a matter of fact, I looked up.
Tell us about real quick about Texas. You had Lynchburg.
Well, Ken
Ohio.
Has a special announcement for California.
Yeah, tell us about California.
He wanted to look us up, but you have a Texas question, Cameron. So please, Ken, can we get Cameron's special question for you? Is Texas?
Yeah,
about Cypress.
Yes, Cypress, Texas. Okay, we have a special question here. If you have information on that.
Okay, let me see. Cypress, Texas. That sounds very, very familiar to me. Let me see if I can. Dig something up here real quick here.
Yours was very personal.
That was
Cameron's
a gallery
a
17. It was a gallery 17. Mm-hmm. It's now updated, and you
Thank
can
you,
tell
Ken.
Us what happened.
Yeah, let me see here. Cypress, Texas.
Yeah.
Now, was this on my World UFO Photos and News?
It was actually on Facebook. I saw it on Facebook.
Oh, okay. Let me scan down here, see if I can find it. I get so many of these cases, you know, that they all kind of run into each other.
Right. Well, tell us about California. Tell us about California.
Yes, wow,
and
California.
Then we'll talk.
Cameron.
Huh?
Yeah, California.
California,
wow.
Tell us about what's going on with California.
Okay, yeah, I have a few sightings, and you guys had a few in February. Of course, Vandenberg Air Force Base, they sent up a missile on the 20th of February, so that's a lot of people saw that and called that in. But we had a guy in Miramar on the 2nd of February, a couple of weeks ago. He was worked at a cemetery there at Miramar, and he was taking photos of the helicopters because his I believe one of his cousins or a relative worked at the helicopter maintenance shop there, and here he sees an object right there. Basically, I guess you can say it was buzzing the helicopter. He thought it was a UFO, and he was pretty concerned about that. He tried to take some pictures, but of course, 9 times out of 10, these photos never come out, you know, or they look like a dot on a photo, which is pretty bad. But
that's true.
But we have another one here. This was the 11th, February 11th in Hermit, California. The guy claims that a golf ball-sized, very bright white object appeared very slowly from the south and held position. It rose and fell. It rose and fell in elevation very slightly, and with the naked eye appeared bluish white.
Wow.
As a result of the prior day three-way lunar event with the comet, the snow moon, and the eclipse, I thought it was still the comet visible, but it moved. There was no tail like a comet, and its progression was not steady as a comet. When observing through a telescope, this is where it gets interesting, the object could be seen to be white, a white orb with what appeared to be a white ring around it, which constantly spun around the craft. So that doesn't sound like anything, any kind of a craft that I know of, except for something alien.
Yeah.
Also, when viewing with a telescope, white, red, and blue lights could be seen being emitted from the object. It moved north in the sky, then back south before finally north again. At first, that I could not believe what I was seeing. Then, humbled to know, despite many attempts at cover-ups, the truth is out there, and it might just be as curious about us as we are about it. So he was very curious about that when they're there. And that, now that was, like I said, February 11th
in
Hermit, California, around 5:22 p.m.
Okay, now.
So there was quite a few out there in California. Like I said, I think the Vandenberg, they launched something on the 20th.
Right.
And, you know, they got a few sightings. People weren't quite sure what to make of that. But I believe it had to do with the Air Force launching doing some kind of a test out there. But then there was one last one here. It was this was on the 12th of this month, Chico, California.
Okay.
Where's that located? Is that near
Chico,
you guys?
Chico's up north. Chico, okay. Chico State University.
North. Oh, it's more north. Yeah, but the two places that you gave to us are closest
far
to
from
us.
Sacramento.
Sacramento, yeah.
Okay.
Hemet's not there.
Yeah, this guy here claims this was around midnight on the 12th of this month. He said it was about 5 minutes after midnight when I was watching a movie seated in my living room. I had all the lights off except for the TV. I had a big picture window, and I was looking out the window when I saw it. At first, I thought maybe it was a meteor, but since when are they green? It looked like a giant egg and was white and appeared to have a tail and was glowing green all around it. It was moving slower than a meteor or falling star and seemingly deliberately slower. There are trees around that block my view once the object fell below a certain point, but it appeared that it could have been landing. The shape and the size of it, it seemed quite large, and the color plus the way it was moving, these things are what stuck me the most. I don't think I will ever forget it.
Well, you know,
so this guy, yeah, saw something pretty strange up there in Chico, California.
I was going to tell you,
and,
Ken, what you're telling us,
yeah.
there was a launching of stuff up in Lancaster. Because I was up that way, and I saw it looked like a UFO that was it was light and it was silver. If I ever see it again, I ever have my photograph, I'll take a picture for him. And what I've noticed is there's been a lot of abduction cases recently as far as L.A. So we're going to have a few people talk about being abducted.
Yeah, right, Ken.
Now,
I want to go back to the case that you mentioned in Miramar.
This is Danny. Danny
Hi,
Cruz.
Ken.
Danny Cruz, Ken, UFO follower.
Woo-hoo! Thanks, Ken, for calling in. Well, thank you.
Yes, Danny, I want to thank you for sending me some great articles about the alien interview from Roswell, the Roswell crash site, and also the close encounter of the children in 1994 in Zimbabwe. They were just I'd like to publish it if I could have your permission to do it.
Absolutely. That came from a colonel that's active with me right now. So please post it to your website and share it with everybody.
Yeah, I'm going to probably do it tomorrow. It'll be on worldufophotosandnews.org, so I'll publish it tomorrow.
Okay, I have to go back and ask you, tell you that I have a PESDO case real quick with the FAA. Later on, we'll talk about it with your friend who needed the information from the Air Force Base at Vandenberg.
Yeah,
the spotting at Vandenberg. I have a PESDO case with reports of an orb flying near a helicopter that was black, not dark green. So
now explain. People are going to wonder what is PESDO.
FAA has a PESDO report.
Explain what it is. People are going to listen.
The PESDO report.
You
got
to explain to the public.
Let me real quick look it up for you so you have the
definition. What is PESDO? What is a flying object?
No, the PESDO report.
Okay, explain to the audience.
The FAA report that is made when you call in something in the sky that is I don't have the
it doesn't
time
work
to
on radio
it,
right. It doesn't work on radio let me just move on now.
Okay.
Ken,
here we go.
Ken, I had a question for you. Now there's been a lot of stuff going in Nevada and it's in the Vegas area. Is that based on what they're finding about Area 51? Because I've been seeing a lot of stuff with Area 51 through Google Map, that they're showing objects. Is that a big issue at this point?
Well, as you know, Nellis Air Force Base is right there north of Las Vegas, and Creech Air Force Base is northwest of Las Vegas. That's about 60 miles northwest of Vegas. Now, Creech Air Force Base is where they, where the drones are. All the Predators and the drones, that's where they either make them, store them, or you know, I think what they do is, from what I understand, they do training there. And if you would look on Google Earth, you can look out, look above Creech Air Force Base in the valleys and the mountains, and you can see where they bomb these tanks and trucks and jeeps and everything else that they've you know, situated and put out into the desert. So. With Nellis Air Force Base and Creech Air Force Base, you know, I just think there's a, I think there's a lot of UFO activity out there because, you know, like I've always said, at nighttime, if you're flying around in your little flying saucer at 100,000 feet and it's nighttime and you're looking down, you know, Las Vegas is lit up like a diamond.
Oh, yeah.
And I think these things are coming down and investigating not only the Air Force bases, but I think they're just checking it out to see what the heck it is.
Well, I agree with you. And I saw in Lancaster the two UFO objects changed shape because they went, it was a cylinder into another thing. Anyway.
Well, so the definition of FESDO, folks, I looked it up, is Flight Standards District Offices. If you happen to see an aerial phenomenon.
Explain it, make it simple to the public.
Call in the FAA and say you think it's military. Don't say it's UFOs, guys. Say it's military. You think it's military, turn it in, they'll give you a report.
Yeah, because people are listening. People are listening in. We make it simple.
That's cool. But I think them reports that Danny sent me was very interesting about the nurse on duty. She was a senior master sergeant, Sergeant McElroy, I believe her name was, and she was communicating by telepathy with this alien and asking the questions, and that was just fascinating. I feel people need to read that and see it. It was just incredible.
Well, Ken, I told him I meditated on that. Yep.
Ken, what we're going to do is, well, we'd love to have you when you're available next week or the prior week. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a lady that was abducted and her story. It's a true story. They're doing a movie based on it.
Oh, that'd be great.
Ken, yeah, we're going to have her so much.
Anyway, we got to move forward.
Okay, we're coming
in. We got to get John,
talk to you later, Ken.
Michael in. Let me interview these folks, nice folks that came in. Thank you, Ken, very much. And we'll talk to you next week, hopefully.
Okay, guys, thank you. Yeah, just to tell everybody, check out worldufophotos.org. And like I said, I got over close to 11,000 photos now on there of UFOs, so check it out.
Thank you very much, Ken. I appreciate it.
Okay, guys, thanks. Thanks for having me on. It's an honor.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it. All right.
Okay.
Ken Pfeiffer, MUFON expert, and he's now, the head was telling us about a crash, all the things that are going on. We're going to be going on a trip either to Roswell. If Amber wants to go, she can go. Or we're going to go to Vegas.
Vegas,
we're
going
to go to Area 51. It'll be like a July thing. We're going to hook up with a station in Henderson and do our show. So let's get these folks on, these nice folks to come by from the San Fernando Valley Arts and Cultural Center. So tell us what's going on. Go ahead. This is Ken Rooney.
Ronnie.
Yeah, well, I made you Rooney.
That's
I made
close
you Irish.
Enough.
I made you McIrish.
I lived with that for all my life.
There you go.
I'm the vice president of the Arts and Cultural Center, and Carolyn sitting next to me is the president.
Okay.
And we opened up the center about 2.5 years ago to fill a void of a good venue for local artists to exhibit their art in the San Fernando Valley. There's a very limited number of galleries right now, and they're very hard to get into, and we just need more opportunity. We also wanted to have a place where people could get together, have workshops, meetings, public events, private events, that was affordable. Instead of $100 an hour, we're talking $30 an hour.
$30 is nothing.
Exactly. Nothing. And so
tell us about the event for Saturday, because we want to...
Okay, I'm going to let Carolyn talk about that.
Point blazer.
Well, it's... the event for Saturday is our Center Stage Opera. I don't think a lot of people know that here in the Valley, we have a local opera company.
There's your singer.
Yeah.
This guy does opera.
I love opera.
Oh, well, I sing opera, too.
Could you get you get Don Michael. He'll perform. Pay him a fee. He'll perform.
This is tenor Dylan Thomas and soprano Shira Renee Thomas. They're a husband and wife team that are pretty much the head figures for Center Stage Opera. And it starts at 7 o'clock and goes to 9 o'clock.
That's this Saturday.
This Saturday, February 25th, and it's $10 per person. What can you do for $10 per person?
You can't.
Your wonderful opera. Come on, you know.
So. Yeah, I'm telling you, you got a singer.
Yeah. He's
an opera. He could sing.
I love opera.
He could sing.
You got to come. That's just... You know.
Want to give away a couple tickets?
We're excited.
Well, yeah.
Okay, we're going to give away tickets.
We'll give one to him.
Oh, well, he needs more.
And I don't get one, even though I perform opera for the United Nations.
I know they came in as a couple, so I'll let both of them
in. Oh, we're not a couple.
Anyway.
John Michael loves guys.
Yeah.
So this is at the San Fernando Valley Arts and Cultural Center in Tarzana.
Okay.
And we're just east of Reseda Boulevard Oxnard.
Okay.
Parking in the rear.
Parking in the rear!
But
we've got a lot of other things. Please go to our website, www.sfvacc.org, to get more information.
We'll have you guys again when you have other events.
Oh, absolutely.
You
come on our show, we'll give you more time.
Awesome.
It's just, I'm a popular show.
Yeah.
By the way, you're being followed by the BBS Network in Northern California, Oregon, all over, and I wanted John Michael to come in.
Cool.
Talk about... We're now affiliated with a lot of folks right now, so it's good.
Yeah,
thank you very much for coming in.
I got a question for you guys on this.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Our expert.
I used to work for the Arts and Business Council when I lived in Arizona.
Right.
And one of the things, we didn't have a lot of artists who had room to do things. One of the best places or things we used to love to do was we would get local businesses, like office complexes, office buildings. We would have art galleries or art showings in the public spaces inside of office buildings. They would share that space for us for free, and then would advertise their business and would advertise our artists all together at the same time.
That's a pretty good idea.
And it's a great way to make money.
And this is where you get John Michael to perform.
Yeah.
No, I'm not performing.
There's a few of those taking place in the Valley.
Yeah.
Occasionally from time to time.
But there's a way that we had an ongoing every month. We had some other company that did it. And it would be so easy to do it throughout the Valley. It's huge. And there's so many businesses here and schools and wonderful people who are businesses who would love to support the arts in a way that they didn't have to spend money, but just had to spend space.
Anyway, you guys think about it. Thank you very much for coming.
We want to get John.
We got a few more people. Thank you very much for coming. Thank you very much. We gotta move on, as they say in radio.
Yay.
Radio Land.
Rolling.
Thank you very much.
Nighted.
Hey, I just do my show. That's all I do.
This weekend,
we got Amber Martinez, actress,
I'm here.
Model. Sexy lady.
That's sexy lady. Story.
Anyway, we
I'm
got
a
John.
Very sexy
Michael
for
Capaldi.
All of those who have
celebrity
not seen me.
Psychic. Mm.
Hey guys, how are you doing today?
Oh, you what?
I'm excited.
When you said that other day, I don't think she wasn't very comfortable.
I know. She was like, "Who's this gay man in the room? Get me out of here." I was like, "Dang, lady, why are you giving words like that?"
No, we're full. We're full today. I told you. We're full.
No problem.
Thank you. Yeah, let's talk about.
That was random.
Yeah, I got a call. You gotta let us know.
Yeah, now, I was like, what was that face for?
I talked to him earlier. And I said we're full. Now let's talk about John Michael Capaldi.
Yes,
his celebrity.
Yeah, he's
psychic.
A celebrity psychic. Let's hear his predictions for the Oscars.
You know, here's my predictions.
My prediction for the Oscars.
Here's the thing.
Here. Did you see this?
Oh, no. I want to see that. Let me see.
Yeah,
this
is
Hollywood Reporter.
I just got it. I just got it.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
Yeah, we'll have... I just got it actually today.
Gorgeous.
You know, there was a whole story today about a couple of the, people that are, I guess, the, a couple of the candidates were what their work with charity. And one thing that I remember with Amber, she's helping a lot of people. And what we like to do
I love to help people.
On our anniversary, which we're going to have a party, And we're going to donate to your favorite charity on that day.
Oh, thank you.
So we'll give back to the community. And
what's your favorite charity?
Safe Passage, that helps women and children who are survivors of domestic violence.
That's good. The one we went to with that thing over here at CBS
The one we went to at CBS, yep.
I know.
They change the lives of hundreds of women and children every year. And
I'm trying to find the
they
list.
They rehabilitate them.
The
and
huh?
And help them get jobs.
Oh, I don't know if there's a list. I just got it today. But it probably has some of the folks now.
So you can check them out at safepassagelives.org.
Albie was working the musical Grammys, right?
I
was working the Grammys. I thought we were talking about my favorite charity.
Yeah, talk about your favorite charity.
I know, I was talking and then you were talking.
I thought we were all going to go to the Grammys this year.
Yeah.
I don't know. What happened when I was working?
So let's talk about Grammys. I was one of the official red carpet hosts for Media Vision Hollywood covering CeeLo Green's official Grammys after party.
Uh-huh.
And I got to interview CeeLo Green and Ray J and a bunch of others, and it was really fun. And they performed and gave away free bikes to guests and like goodie bags, and it was really great. And it was in benefit of some charities as well that they work with, which was really cool. I also went to a Q&A with Justin Timberlake about his movie Trolls, and he's really excited, looking forward to hopefully taking home the Oscar for Best Soundtrack. Although I thought it was funny when he said, when he was asked, how did I get on this project? Was I really excited about doing it? Did I want to do it? He, looked the press and the audience in the face, and he's like, no, I didn't want to do it. He said that he didn't have a job at the time,
right.
And so he took it. But now that the song was getting so much success and, he won a Grammy and now he's nominated for an Oscar, and now he's excited about it.
See? What happens? You get that Grammy. That's what happens.
Well,
we got another.
I know.
Your buddy's calling Jose Escamilla.
Jose's calling too.
Jose, welcome.
Hey, Jose.
Cameron, hi, Jose. How are you, man?
I got in the studio. I got your favorite, Amber Martinez.
Oh, my gosh. I am so sorry. I am not that.
Oh.
I am sick as a dog, man. I'm sorry I'm not there. I wanted to be there tonight. But I'm a sick boy. I need my Amber.
Oh, he's an Amber.
Oh
my gosh, man. I am so doggone.
You're the only man that's ever said that he's needed me. And you know what? I'll take that.
I do. You know, Amber, you're one of my favorite people in the world, man.
Actually,
you're not the only man.
Actually,
I know of another man who says that he needs her. But it's dirt.
Oh my gosh.
But you know,
driving over here.
I've been tossing cookies all day, man. Jesus Christ, many.
Well, thanks for sharing.
Thank you.
Too much information. I know. But you know what?
Jose,
I miss you guys. I'm coming there next Friday. I'm going to be there.
We're going to see you.
One way or the other.
We're going to see you. One quick thing. Jose's working. Tell us about your movie you're working on.
Yes.
That movie Skyfish.
Amber's going to be in it. She doesn't realize she's going to star in it, man. I'm putting her in there.
She's going to star in it.
On camera.
How many nude scenes?
I'm going to have her on camera.
There's going to be zero nude scenes.
She's going to be interviewing. She's going to interview Cameron. She's going to interview Danny Cruz.
In the movie, I'm
and anyone else we can muster
John
up.
Michael!
I'm here.
John
Don't
Michael.
Forget about me. I'm the one with the nude scene.
And he's in the UFO.
John Michael volunteers to do all the nude scenes in the sci-fi film.
If I'm doing the nude scene, it's going to be definitely science fiction.
it's going to be a fun movie to make, man. And I'm so glad that you guys are with me.
Anyway, so...
Gotta love an anal.
So you'll have Amber in your next movie, right?
Thank you so much.
Is that what I hear?
I look forward to being in your next movie. But let's talk about my movie I'm doing right now.
Cameron.
I filmed this week a new movie.
By the way, do you know that I'm going to Cannes? I have another documentary.
Can we talk about it?
I'm going to Cannes again. There's another documentary that I just found out I was in last year. I'm going to Cannes again because, you know, that film was made about me.
A second one.
There was a film made about me last year that was at Cannes.
That's exciting.
And there's another film that that's going to be at Cannes this year.
Wow. So
it is exciting.
Danny's a superstar. Superstar.
Oh, yeah. No, we're both going to Cannes next year for the singing Shakespeare. Year. Shakespeare. Singing Shakespeare.
Singing Shakespeare. That's right.
You're well, hopefully I'll put my film there too, man. But you know what, Cameron?
Yeah.
I heard from Bridget. I heard from Bridget.
Bridget. Oh, our singer.
Bridget Jones?
Yeah. She wants to come over next Friday.
Oh, we'll have her on. She'll come on. She sings. She's from France. And John Michael, like, she does the ooh la la.
Can I talk about my new project?
She's a very ooh la la singer. But, you know, I still love Amber. Amber, I adore you.
I
well,
love
you know, to taste Amber, you need to be driving a more expensive car. She only likes Bentleys and Rolls Royces.
Well, you know what, Cameron, you always have a fun show, man. I'm sorry I'm not there, man. I really wanted to be there tonight.
All right, what we want to do anyway? Thank you very much. We got to move on. Thank you so much.
All right,
La La Land.
I'll talk to you. I'll see you next week. I love you guys.
Love you. All right.
La
Amber,
La
tell
Land.
Us what you're going to be.
Okay, let's talk about my new project that I was filming this week. I have a new movie that I'm doing that I started filming this week. It's called it's called Glass Jaw. It's about a boxer. It's a boxing pic, so it's like an action pic. And I play a prison visitor.
Well, really? Here's my who's in the movie? Anybody?
Lee Kalafi is in the movie.
Okay.
I don't know him.
I don't know him.
He's a great, you know, Israeli actor.
He's Israeli. What's going on?
You know about the Israeli?
You know
you are
me,
Jewish,
I love
Messiah. Right?
Yeah. I love the Israelis.
Right? You know, and the actor that plays the dad in Napoleon Dynamite is also in it.
Oh, the
father in Napoleon Dynamite?
Yeah, the uncle. Father,
the uncle.
Slash
the
uncle.
Oh, the crazy guy.
Yeah, he is also in
the guy who played football and lived in the van.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Anyway.
And one of the girls from Bad Moms is also in it, but I can't disclose her name.
Okay, we
and,
did not
and
hear
myself,
what you said.
And myself, yeah.
For our legal
so
department,
I,
we
so
didn't
the
hear
last
what you
week,
said.
I know earlier you were talking about Lancaster. The last week I've been shooting in Lancaster myself.
You really?
In a prison.
Well, that's right, there is
a real,
here's the question.
A real prison.
We got to go in about 30 seconds, so go ahead.
So it's called Glass Jaw. Check it out on IMDb. It's going to be great. And John Michael, do your predictions real quick for the Oscars.
La La Land winning.
Okay,
La
you heard
winning.
It.
You know why?
La La Land winning.
It's like Trump. They're buying the election.
And tell us where our viewers can check out.
We did not hear that.
I did
not
hear that.
Where can people check out John Michael Capaldi?
JohnMichaelCapaldi.com. And you can now book now at JohnMichaelCapaldi.com. Book now, hit it, and you can book me.
And by the way, PayPal. You take PayPal?
Yeah. You can do it right there on my website and pay me. It's all through the internet.
And by the way, all the new viewers on BBS Network.
I love PayPal. Are
you available to do a seminar in San Francisco?
Yes, I am. When?
Well, we'll put it together.
All right.
PBS.
Definitely. And he takes international through online, too, as well.
I love San Francisco. As long as we can spend a couple of days there, I'd have a great time. I have a couple of friends in Chinatown that I haven't seen in 20 years.
You know they do the Naked Mile Run in San Francisco now?
Anyway, we got to go, everybody. Good night from...
Amber Martinez.
And John Michael Capaldi.
And Cameron from Los Angeles.